Welcome to the part of the program which we call Hard Ask or What's Wrong with a Song. And it's not always easy to do What's Wrong with a Song because we as South Africans, when we find a song we like, we play it until that song is probably non-existent. So for I don't know how many weeks now, we're still sitting with Ngusa Kitanda or Isaka 6 AM, which are the two different songs depending on the streaming providers that you listen to. And I don't want to give comments on them again. So what I thought I'll do is I'll give comment on something with regards to a discussion that I had earlier in this week. And I find that people don't necessarily know the answer or have the answer. So the question was, Job was blameless before God, but then later on we read that Job was a man with integrity. Can you explain the term integrity, or what does it mean to be a person that's integrous or have integrity? And I think it ties in perfectly with the statement that Job was blameless before God. When we have integrity, it means that we do stuff that will leave us blameless before God. But not only that, we do stuff when no one sees us doing this stuff. You see, because it's very easy in the Bible in the Pharisaic times, when the Pharisees, what they did is they would fast and pray, and then they would look mournful and malnourished in order for the entire congregation or the entire community at that stage to actually see that they are fasting. And then Jesus told them, listen, guys, when you do that, the esteem that people have for you is actually the blessing that you will get. There's no more blessing left for you in that sense. But when we are persons of integrity and we do the right thing, not because we gain something for it, we do something that is right for the reason that it is right, then we are persons of integrity. Now, I want you to actually, I know the movies are a bit scary and stuff, but if you look at the Lord of the Rings trilogy, the writer of it is a guy called J.R.R. Tolkien. Now, Tolkien was a staunch Christian, but he, in his books, in the books that he wrote, he's very clear on the fact that his heroes should be persons of integrity, and that when they are persons of integrity, they should do stuff for the right reasons. And the right reason, according to Tolkien, was always because it's the right thing to do. Not for financial gain, not to further the kingdom, nothing other than it is the right thing to do. When the one nation is at war with the other nation and the one needs help, or the, well, it's actually good versus bad, typical fight, and the good guys need help, the one hero strides up and says, but we should support them. And the other guy says, why should we support them? We are safe here where we run now, or where we are now. He says, we should help them because they call for aid. That's why. Not because we're safe, not because we can provide them, but we should assist them because that's the right thing to do. Having integrity and being a person of integrity means that we do the right things because it's the right thing to do. We see in the book of Job, but I think it's Job chapter 2, verse 10, that his wife comes to him and says, curse God and die. Now, there's various interpretations of that, because the word balak in Hebrew is a difficult word to translate. It can actually be bless God, meaning that she can actually tell Job, like, listen, Job, you've sinned, ask God for forgiveness and commit suicide, right? Or what she can actually tell him is like, listen, you haven't sinned, but sin now in order for you to die and then commit suicide, and then at least this is all over with. But then it says, but Job never sinned, never said a wrong thing or did a wrong thing in the eyes of God. Job was a man of integrity. He walked blamelessly before God. I find it very sad nowadays that when I look at the Christian world and I look at the churches and I look at where we are, that integrity is not one of the main things. I know love should be the main thing. I know that. I know that God says you will know them by their love, not by their integrity. But to a certain degree, I still feel that we make that love cheap because we are not persons of integrity. We've got self-love more than we've got the agape love, the sacrificial love, the sharing love that God wants us to have.